How did you happen to get in here?
I ran here. You scared the daylights out of me last night.
Seems like the truth shouldn't scare anybody, man or boy.
Thing getting you?
No. I'm just thinking about public reaction to all this.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dragon King Dark, episode number 324. Thank you very much for listening. Hey, this show is available at whenitwascool.com. That's my website. Hope you will come check us out. We have almost 2,000 shows in our archive. We are supported by Patreons, and we certainly hope once you visit our website, whenitwascool.com, you'll be inclined to become a Patreon supporter there as well. The show's also heard at WrestlingObserver.com, Figure4Online.com, Dark Matter Digital Network, Apple Podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcast, you name it. If it's a major podcast to be there, that's where we're at. And thank you very much for listening. And again, thank you all for your continued Patreon support. And if you're not a Patreon supporter, we really encourage you to do so. That's how we keep this show and our others on our podcasting network going. You've dropped into the midst of a ongoing series called 100 of the Darkest Moments in Pop Culture History. And today we're going to use a little bit different definition of the word dark than we've been using. Many of our shows, and we're well over the halfway point now, have been about death and tragedy. They've been about perhaps murder or some sort of tragic event that happened, some sort of accident that happened. We've just finished up a case of three moments in pop culture history that influenced the true crime genre. And today we're going to take something completely different approach, as the old Monty Python skit would say, and look at something that I really think is a dark moment in pop culture history, not because of a death or a tragedy, although there's been some news out of this. Things haven't gone swimmingly well for some of these folks in the aftermath of this show. But I think one of the darkest moments in pop culture history is the show that was known as Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. I can't even begin to express my disgust with this show to begin with. The show ran from 2012 to 2014. It was one of those reality TV series. It spun off of a show called Toddlers and Tiaras, and that also kind of tied into the show we talked about previously with JonBenet Ramsey in our, you know, examination of true crime. So I guess that show, weirdly enough, has twice now touched our darkest moments in pop culture history, so perhaps there should be some moment of self-examination there. This show just represents to me just the lowest common denominator of American society and entertainment. And look, I come from a world where, you know, I grew up watching, a fan of, later became involved in the business of, later became involved in the journalistic end of professional wrestling, which by many people in society is considered a lowest common denominator program and has at times lived up to that, especially WWF, WWE, as many times over the years lived up to, this is kind of yucky. Well, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo to me takes it to a whole different level. Look, maybe you are a fan of this series, and if so, whatever. But to me, this just preys on, it is the It preys on a type of humor that just is malicious at its core. It is making fun of people. And if you think this show is predicated on anything other than let's go out and find some white, trash, fat, underprivileged people who have their daughter who's kind of got, you know, the young child, sassy personality, and we're going to enter her in beauty contest, and oh my gosh, you know, she's a chubby kid in a beauty contest, and let's all have a good laugh at it. Let's watch their hijinks. Let's watch them be all kind of, you know, the thing that doesn't fit here. Have a good laugh at these people, because that's what this was. I mean, that is what Here Comes Honey Boo Boo was. It was a chance for us to let's laugh at people. Now, maybe the show had some entertaining personalities. Maybe, you know, you got into it for some other, maybe, you know, the times they were portrayed as, you know, good, funny, down-to-earth people. But make no mistake, that wasn't what brought you to the trough to feed. It was to watch and make fun of these people. And, well, seems like kind of life has went sort of the way one might expect when you give, you know, money to people who didn't necessarily have the best money management skills and didn't necessarily have the most stable of lifestyle, and threw them into celebrity and put a camera on them in a, you know, a semi-real, worked in pro wrestling parlance show. Yeah, you know, bad things are going to come out of it, and it has, even recently here in the news. But first, let's talk about what is or what was Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. This show just disgusts me. Like, this is just the most, to know that this at one point in time was one of the more popular shows on television is just despicable. I mean, it just really speaks to just what we as, I mean, the old saying, you are what you eat. We know if you sit and you sit around and eat vegetables and eat high-quality foods and proteins and work out and stay in shape, you know, your body's going to, in return, give you good health. You sit around and just gorge on, you know, ice cream and junk food and candy bars and snacks and potato chips, your health's going to reflect that too. And this is basically mentally consuming the most base of garbage foods, was what sitting around watching this junk show was all about. And again, I come from a background of pro wrestling, and many people feel that way about pro wrestling, and I can't say you're wrong about so, especially if your touchstone to the world of professional wrestling isn't maybe New Japan Pro Wrestling or, you know, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla or some of the more artsy athletic-based promotions. If your touchstone is World Wrestling Entertainment, then you may very well, and possibly rightfully so, feel the same way about that. But Here Comes Honey Boo Boo was an American reality television series that aired on The Learning Channel. These supposed brainy channels like The Learning Channel and History Channel are such misnomers. You know, the History Channel is basically, hey, it's Ancient Aliens and UFO Channel, Conspiracy Theory Channel. It's not history. The Learning Channel. This is, what are we learning here, Learning Channel? TLC. What are we learning here? Well, I hope you learned something today about garbage being fed. And again, look, hey, you can watch what you want to. That's fine. Nobody's calling for a boycott. I mean, this show's over with anyway. If this is your thing and you get some sort of perverse entertainment out of it, whatever. You know, who am I to judge you? But I'm just saying, let's call it what it is. Let's don't act like this was some sort of high art. This was a television program designed to make fun of people. It featured the family of child beauty pageant contestant Alana Thompson, who was the Honey Boo Boo in question, her nickname. This child, who is now, I think, in her mid-teens, her name is actually Alana Thompson, and God bless her. I don't know what she's up to nowadays, but Lord, let's hope it's positive. Let's hope there's something good. We're going to find out here in a minute. There's been some court hearings going on about Honey Boo Boo here. The show premiered August the 8th, 2012, and ended on August 14th, 2014. Thompson and her family originally rose to fame on TLC's reality series, Toddlers and Tiaras. The show's name comes from a taunt that Alana hurled at another pageant contestant during her debut in Toddlers and Tiaras, but a sweeping misinterpretation from the public resulted in Alana being referred to as Honey Boo Boo Child instead. The show revolves around Alana Honey Boo Boo Thompson and her family's adventures in the town of McIntyre, Georgia. The reality series received predominantly negative reviews from television critics during its run, as well it should have. On October 24, 2014, TLC canceled the series after four seasons when cast member Mama June Shannon was seen with Mark Anthony McDaniel, a man who served 10 years in prison after being convicted of aggravated child molestation in 2004. Oh, this show is just going to give you all kinds of gifts here. Dark moment in pop culture history. Ta-da! This prompted Mama June, we're just going to call them by their ridiculous names here, Mama June, to admit to Entertainment Tonight that the father of her daughter, Pumpkin, was not McDaniel, as previously stated, but Michael Anthony Ford, another convicted sex offender who served time for sexual exploitation of minors after being caught on To Catch a Predator in 2005. Yes, these people have all sorts of reality TV ties. And look, I could quite frankly go to that To Catch a Predator show and tear it to smithereens and may very well do it here for, you know, luring sexual predators to communities where none were at the moment. And, you know, hey, let's don't forget there's some people involved in that show ended up not exactly being all clean themselves. No, did they? Just garbage. Just garbage begetting garbage. A number of episodes had already been taped for the fifth season, but none were released until TLC aired four of them as the two-hour special, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, The Lost Episodes. Yeah, might as well exploit that. Why not, right? That was back in April 21st, 2017. Besides Alana, who was 6 years old, that sort of be some sort of child abuse involved, TLC, for this crap, was 6 years old when the first season was filmed. The show featured her stay-at-home mom, her unemployed, unjobbable mom, Mama June, and her father, Sugar Bear Thompson. We've all got to have cute nicknames to make this fun and digestible for everybody to make fun of. He was a chalk miner, and her three sisters, Pumpkin, Chubbs, and Chickadee. Anna Shannon gave birth to daughter Caitlin Cardwell in the first season finale. The first season of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo aired from August 8th to October 26, 2012, and was followed by four specials airing in early 2013. Well, knowing a good exploitation when they see one, the Learning Channel put in September 2012, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo was renewed for a second season. The second season debuted July 17, 2013, and concluded September 11, 2013. The second season featured preparations for the wedding-slash-commitment ceremony of Mama June and Mike Thompson. For the second season premiere, TLC distributed watch-and-sniff cards, allowing viewers to release scents correlating with specific scenes. Just the trashiest thing we can come up with. Yeah, this show. On September 20th, 2013, it was announced that TLC had ordered a 12-episode third season and three specials. The third season premiered January 16, 2014, and concluded March 6, 2014. The series premiere episode attained a 1.6 rating in the 18 to 49 demographic, attracting 2.2 million viewers. The series was one of TLC's highest-rated shows in its first season. The August 29th episode, airing on Wednesday night during the 2012 Republican National Convention, attracted almost 3 million viewers and scored a 1.3 rating among 18 to 49-year-olds, the highest rating in that age group for any cable program that night. Fox News convention coverage was second in the time period with a 1.2 rating, while NBC coverage had a 1.1. critical reaction to the series has been mixed, with some sane people categorizing the show as offensive, outrageous, and exploitative, while others call it must-see TV. Oh, yes, let's come make fun of the poor fat people. The AV Club called the first episode, quote, a horror story posing as reality television program, with others worrying about potential child exploitation. James Poinwozik mostly praised the show, but criticized the producers for, quote, the way the show seems to assume that those viewers will look at this family in the world. A reviewer for Forbes criticized TLC as, quote, trying to portray Alana's family as a horde of lice-picking, lard-eating, nose-thumbing hooligans south of the Mason-Dixon line. Hoo-wee! Them Southerners, gosh dang! Stating it falls flat because there's no true dysfunction here save for the beauty pageant stuff. The Guardian also criticized the attempt to portray the Thompsons as people to, quote, point and snicker at, saying none of the women or girls who participate in the show seem to hate themselves for their poverty, their weight, their less than urban lifestyle, or the ways in which they diverge from socially acceptable beauty standards. Hollywood Reporter pronounced the show horrifying, explaining, and I quote from the Hollywood Reporter, thank you, you know this show is exploitation. Bingo. I could stop right there. I mean, like that could be the show. Thank you for listening. Hope you'll visit whenitwascool.com. The end. But no, let's continue. You know this show is exploitation. TLC knows it. Maybe even Mama and HBB, Honey Bear Barnes or whatever his name is, deep down in their rotund bodies. Oh, a little fat throw in there for Hollywood Reporter too, huh? Here Comes Honey Boo Boo is a car crash, and everybody rubbernecks at a car crash, right? It's human nature. Yes, except that if you play that card, you might also have to realize that human nature comes with the capacity to draw a line, to hold fast the dehumanization and incremental tearing down of the social fabric, even if this never-ending onslaught of reality television suggested it's a losing effort. You can say no to visual exploitation. You can say no to TLC, and you can say no to Honey Boo Boo Child. Somebody has to. TV Guide's Cheers and Jeers 2012 issue commented, jeers to Here Comes Honey Boo Boo for existing. Thank you, TV Guide. Alana Thompson and her family have lowered the TV bar to new depths while introducing viewers to the terms forklift foot and neck crust. In a word, ooh. June Shannon herself was criticized for her daughter's diet, which included go-go juice, a mixture of Red Bull and Mountain Dew that contains as much caffeine as two cups of coffee. She used the blended beverage to get her daughter ready for pageants. Shannon, in responding to such criticism, pointed out, quote, there are far worse things. I could be giving her alcohol. Well, we'll get more to Mama June. I mean, there's way more to Mama June than hating about giving her daughter energy drinks. So just you wait. On October 24, 2014, the good Lord above looked down on earth and said, get the four horsemen ready, son. Probably. But anyway, it got canceled. TLC announced the cancellation of the show after reports surfaced that Mama June was dating a man convicted of child molestation. This, as we'll find out, is just one of many, many great life choices of Mama June as we'll go forward. Second half of the show, stick around for what happens next. Shannon and her older daughter, Lauren, denied these reports. Oh, heavens to Murgatroyd. We couldn't possibly lie, this here outstanding TV show. The man in question, Mark Anthony McDaniel Sr., was convicted of aggravated child molestation of an 8-year-old in March 2004. Oh, let me repeat. Mark Anthony McDaniel Sr., come on down. What does your prison badge say? Let's read the number. Oh, it starts with an S. That means you're a sex offender. What did you do, sir? Aggravated child molestation of an 8-year-old. McDaniel's listed as a registered sex offender with the Georgia Sex Offender Registry. Shannon's eldest daughter confirmed that she is the child who was molested by McDaniel 10 years earlier. Your own daughter. TLC commented on the future of the series. We hadn't figured out a way to further exploit this yet. This should bring in some good ratings, but gosh, we might lose a sponsor, so, They said, we're currently assessing these reports, but we don't currently have a Honey Boo Boo, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo in production yet. Ain't really, maybe we can put a special out. I don't know. Entire season's worth of episodes, which could reportedly fill 6 months of the schedule, were left unaired following the cancellation of the show. Upon hearing of the show's cancellation, I can't even do this. Oh, that ain't the end of them. Of course you know. They're going to pop back up on TV again, right? Honey Boo Boo, who is a six-year-old child amongst all this. I mean, how much, really, she's the victim here being exploited. I know she's getting paid, but still, it's exploitation. I don't care how you color it. Collaborated with singer-songwriter Adam Barada in 2015, along with Sister Pumpkin. They released a song called Moving Up. The music video featured Mama June and Sugar Bear, amassed millions of views online, millions of people, started a viral craze called the Honey Boo Boo Bop. This country deserves whatever hell descends upon it. June, Mama June Shannon, and Mike Sugar Bear Thompson returned to reality television in 2015 as participants on Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars 4, while the couple were there to work on their marriage.
When it comes to marriage and it comes to love, it comes to, maybe I'm not the best to give advice, but maybe stay away from sex offenders. It just seems like that possibly could be a good thing. Think. Oh, Sugar Bear reveals on the show, I might have had some infidelities towards you, Mama June. In 2017, June launched her own reality TV series on Wii TV. Who runs that crap station? Decided to give Mama June another show. Mama June, From Not to Hot. Oh, we could turn this country bumpkin around, son. We're going to fix her up. We're going to make her all purdy. In 2021, you know that stupid show, The Masked Singer? Guess who's going to be on it? Gosh dang right. Honey Boo Boo and Mama June. They're on the sixth season of The Masked Singer. They appeared as the Beach Ball. I can't even do it. You know what? Mid-show break.
Here's a soundbite from the When It Was Cool podcast from whenitwascool.com.
Uncle Luke of Two Live Crew, and I wouldn't have thought of Two Live Crew again in my life probably, and then I brought him up on this show. That I bet you didn't listen to a lot of Two Live Crew back in the day, did you?
I was aware of it.
Okay, so I wasn't going to set you up and say, let's play some Two Live Crew, Tanya.
We was listening to some of the songs. I think I got my first kick, my first feel of it at the fair. And I'm like, wow, this is some...
Who is playing Two Live Crew at the fair? What? What kind of fair was this?
It was...
What?
I
mean,
I remember it being, I was on like that Polar. It was a ride called the Polar, and it slung you around real fast.
Okay, tell me more.
And I can remember this song being on, and I can remember it was start going really, really fast, and I was thinking, okay, this song is really, really dirty.
Yes.
And there was little kids on there.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, but I mean, not on the ride, but there was little kids around, and I was thinking, this song is really bad.
You can get more from this podcast and many others by going to whenitwascool.com. And remember, support us on Patreon.
This month, the year of our Lord, 2022, June, of whence I'm recording this, darkest moments in pop culture history, and I'll defend this show should belongs on this list, maybe even toward the top. We're not ranking them in any order, but here we are. June 1st, 2022. Ooh, we got news. I bet it's good. Mama June loses custody of Honey Boo Boo to Lauren Pumpkin Shannon by Francesca Bacardi from page6.com. Oh, tell me more. Mama June Shannon officially has lost custody of her daughter, Honey Boo Boo. A judge in Georgia granted Lauren Pumpkin Shannon sole custody over Honey Boo Boo, with visitation rights being decided by Pumpkin. Court documents filed on April 11th and obtained by Page Six show. Mama June, who will be allowed to contact the Here Comes Honey Boo Boo star by phone every day, will have to pay Pumpkin $800 per month in child support until Honey Boo Boo, currently 16, turns 18 years old. Court documents provided insight into Mama June's income, stating that she earns approximately $25,000 per month. I have a Patreon that does not earn $25,000 a month. And we're good people here. I've got a good wife. My wife's a wonderful person. I, at no point in time, am philandering with sex offenders. Though Mama June says, well, it depends on production and endorsements at the time. At the time of filing, Mama June's show had, quote, not been renewed for a new season, so her only certain income is disability in the amount of $1,015 per month. How is she getting disability while working, earning approximately $25,000 per month? Lord God in heaven. You can support whenitwascool.com on Patreon for as little as $1 per episode. You'll be giving it to non-sex offenders, people who don't philander with sex offenders, people don't exploit their children, and hey, we're just good folks. Sometimes I even cook my wife crab legs, even though I don't like them, because I love her. $1 a month. whenitwascool.com. The U.S. Sun was first to report the custody news. Pumpkin, 22 years old, was first awarded temporary guardianship over Honey Boo Boo in August of 2019 with permission from her father, Mike Sugar Bear Thompson, after Mama June, age 42, was arrested on drug possession charges that year with then-boyfriend Gino Doak. Pumpkin will have her hands full now that she is reportedly expecting twins. She's also mom to son Bentley, 10 months, and daughter Ella, 4, with husband Joshua Efford. While the custody news likely served as a blow to Mama June from the From Not to Hot star is focusing on her life as a first-time bride now that she and Justin Stroud secretly tied the knot. The pair married on March 23rd at the Wilkinson County Court in Georgia in a ceremony officiated by Judge Amanda Holder. The couple recently celebrated their nuptials with a PDA package trip to Panama City, Florida, where they made out in the pool all day long. Oh, God bless America.
app.com, app.com. Back in 2014, we're going to time jump back, then we're going to time jump forward. Just hang in there. Honey Boo Boo, mother, a disgrace to mankind, says Sherry Pierman. The worst feeling in the world is the inability to ease your child's pain. When my son Dylan was about 9 months old, he came down with his very first cold. Watching him sniffle, cough, and sob brought me to tears because there was not much I could do to alleviate his discomfort. Infant Advil, unsuccessful attempts to suction his nose, humidifiers, Vicks Vapor Rub. I tried everything in my power to make Dylan feel better, but eventually I had to throw in the towel and let the cold run its course. Surrendering to that sickness was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do as a mother. I felt as though I'd failed my son. When he finally fell asleep, I poured myself a glass of wine and really thought about what this meant for me. I won't be able to control everything that happens to Dylan. We live in a world filled with scary things and dangerous people. I'll be damned, though, if he is ever in the presence of a deplorable monster under my watch. June Shannon, a.k.a. Mama June of the famed and now-canceled TLC reality show Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, is a disgrace to mankind. News reports surfaced that Shannon was dating registered sex offender Mark McDaniel, who served 10 years for aggravated child molestation after he forced, and I'm not even going to say what he did, on an 8-year-old girl. That girl, can't even read this. Shannon and McDaniel were dating at the time of the abuse. Oh, I didn't need to read that either. You know what? I choose to click the X. The-sun.com. The-sun.com. June 4th, 2022. June Swoon. Oh, that's real clever. Let's, you know, Mama June fan slams star as she praises husband Justin Stroud after losing custody of daughter Honey Boo Boo, age 16. Mama June Shannon has been slammed by fans for gushing over her new husband Justin Stroud just days after losing custody of her daughter Honey Boo Boo. The Mama June Road to Redemption star, spoiler alert, she didn't make it. And her new man, age 34, quietly tied the knot at a Georgia courthouse on March 23rd after just a few months of dating. But it wasn't until earlier this week that reality star revealed on Instagram that she and her new boyfriend are officially off the market. At the same time, the Sun also learned that 22-year-old daughter Lauren Pumpkin Shannon officially won full custody of her sister, Alana Honey Boo Boo Thompson, age 16, in a new court ruling. But on Instagram, and God knows we should all be getting our information off Instagram. But on Instagram, June showered her new husband with love and gratitude while seemingly not even mentioning the drama with her family. Next to a rotating montage of photos, June posted a lengthy love letter to Justin saying he had her from the beginning. Cue dramatic music. Yes, I was scared at first. Yes, I was. But you have showed what true love really is. To feel love for the first time in 41 years. You are so awesome, so caring, so loving. And you put up with all my bullshit and goofiness. And even when I get on your nerves, you still love me through it all. In less than a year, we've been through a lot. But you know what? We've made it through it together. even when people in our life don't want us together. You know, like I'm not together with my daughter. Lost custody of her. But, you know, right. We stayed strong together in capital letters. Fans online slammed the diatribe and dismissed the newlywed for ignoring her lost daughter. As one fan responded, quote, "You need help. Get away from addicts. Your children should always be first." Another tagged on, "Girl, you just lost custody of your kid. This is what you're posting?" While a third questioned, "Why can't you put that much effort into your children?" Well, that's a valid question. Some comments were also directed at her new husband. "He's just with her to grow the fame," one person commented. "He's going to get what he wants and drop her too." While another agreed, "When her money dries up, that Social Security disability check she's getting off the government for $1,015 a month with $25,000 a month in endorsements, whenitwascool.com on Patreon, I bet he says bye-bye." Still, some fans were pulling for Mama. "I do wish June the best, but her priorities are scrambled," one fan commented. "I want all of us to be happy, but June said herself, I'm going to fly by the seat of my pants like an angel might. I'm just praying that she doesn't relapse into drugs or sex offenders." Was it clarified by the statement? June's battle with drugs spiraled out of control and came to a head when she was arrested on drug possession charges in March of 2019, along with her boyfriend at the time, Gino Doak, age 46. Pumpkin was awarded temporary guardianship over Alana in August of 2019 with permission from Alana's father, Mike Sugar Bear Thompson. In her drug addiction, June sold the family's Georgia home at a loss for fast cash in October 2019. And look, there's drug addiction is a terrible thing. It's a real thing. No way am I about to, push fun at that aspect. If she's struggling with drug addiction, hope she gets whatever help's available out there. But boy, the bad choices in life aren't confined to just that, are they? June now claims to be nearly 2 years sober, but in the final order issued in April of 2022, the judge wrote that Pumpkin has had guardianship of the minor child since April of 2019. It is in the best interest of the child that the plaintiff is awarded sole custody. The judge ordered June to pay $800, oh gosh, that's most of her disability check, in monthly child support to Pumpkin. Thank God they didn't dip into her $25,000 per month of endorsements, beginning on May 1st, 2022, and continue on the first of every month until Alana turns 18 years old. Pumpkin now has the right to make day-to-day care decisions for Alana, and she has the sole decision-making authority for major decisions as well. She and her husband, Josh Efrid, also have their hands full now, not only caring for their son, Bentley, daughters Ella and Alana, and their newborn twins. I don't even know what to say. 100 darkest moments in pop culture history. I think it's one of the 100 darkest moments in human history, in American society history, in human being history. What are we doing, people? What are we doing? Look, I understand sometimes entertainment can be fun, irrelevant, kind of goofy. That's fine. It should be. Look, we've talked many times about what is pop culture, popular culture, art. It's the things that take our mind away from everyday life, from the rough things in life. Man, I worked 12 hours today. I got up at 3:00 in the morning, worked 12 hours, had to come home to bills and, housework and this, maintenance problem over here and this thing over there. And high prices and inflation and $6 a gallon gas. And yeah, you know, I didn't want something to take my mind off this a little while. Let's watch a, you know, let's watch a dumb sitcom. Let's watch professional wrestling. Let's watch, you know, something simple. So let's listen to this pop song. But I would suggest there's a huge leap from that to the world of, hey, let's watch some people get exploited. Let's watch some people who are making worse decisions than I am make some even worse decisions. And let's reward that financially with lots of money and see what happens with that. I bet they make good decisions with that money. It's sad. I mean, it is just sad. This damn show. You know the website, whenitwascool.com. I hope you support it. Click any of the Patreon buttons. I can't do it anymore. Thanks. Hey, everybody. Carl here from whenitwascool.com. I've talked to you a lot about our Patreon, which is the most important way you can support us. But let me remind you of what else we do. You can follow us on social media on both Facebook and Twitter. Grab the links off the front page of whenitwascool.com. Check out all of our free podcasts on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, and other major podcast outlets. Check out Dragon King Dark, along with Stuck in the Desert podcast, Uphill Both Ways, Wrestling with the Dog, The Thrash Metal Show, Life and Times with KZ, our new show, The Plot, Dragon King Carl Classic Wrestling Audio Show, Fireside Chat and Heel Mustache Podcast, plus many specials every month. Go to whenitwascool.com for everything retro pop culture and more. Hit that Patreon link for premium podcast content. If you're looking for something fresh and fun to listen to, then bookmark whenitwascool.com.